Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Bruce Brown withdraws from Campbell County House District 31 race. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A candidate for Wyoming House District 31 in Campbell County has withdrawn from the race. Bruce Brown announced he is stepping down effective immediately following what he described as honest conversations with his family and campaign team. In a statement on Facebook, Brown said he was grateful for the strong support he received after recent media coverage, but ultimately decided he could make a greater impact outside of elected office. He says he plans to focus on mental health advocacy, working to reduce stigma, expand access to care, and bring more attention to the issue across Wyoming's communities. Brown called the decision difficult, but said it was the right one. House District 31, which covers part of Campbell County, is currently represented by John Baer, a Republican first elected in 2020 and re-elected in both 2022 and 2024. The seat is a solid Republican district, and Brown's withdrawal comes as candidates in multiple races continue to line up ahead of the 2026 election cycle. Anonymous group ranks Wyoming lawmakers, drawing mixed reactions. An anonymous website is ranking Wyoming Republican lawmakers based on how closely their votes align with the state GOP platform, but the effort is drawing criticism from some legislators. According to Cowboy State Daily, the site, known as Wyo Rhino, says it aims to hold elected officials accountable, but its rankings are based on just 10 selected votes from hundreds taken during this year's legislative session. Lawmakers across the state are pushing back, questioning both the limited sample size and the motive behind the scorecard. Representative Martha Lawley of Worland was rated at 40% and said the rankings appear agenda-driven, arguing they don't reflect the full scope of her work, including support for several conservative policy measures. Other lawmakers echoed similar concerns. Representative Art Washit of Casper, who received a 50% rating, said the scores don't capture the complexity of legislative decisions and urged voters to look deeper at individual votes. Meanwhile, some lawmakers highlighted positive ratings. Representative John Baer of Gillette pointed to his 100% score, saying it reflects alignment with the party platform, though he acknowledged the rankings are based on a small selection of votes. The website, which is provided by a group called Concerned Citizens of Wyoming, creates the rankings as debate continues within Wyoming's Republican Party over policy direction, priorities, and what it means to align with party values. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.